Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email anytime to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can join our discussion board and find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, it's Richie Fliegler from sunny Fountain Hills, Arizona.
Hey, I was about to say, how are things there? But now we know they're sunny.
And hot.
Yeah, it's getting to that, time of year there, isn't it, where you just can't go outside.
It's pretty bad. It's 115 in the shade.
Ooh.
How does
get out of the shade, Chris.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, boy, Mr. Baker over in Lessons Learned would have caught that one.
Well, welcome to the show. Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Here's your first limerick.
Mortal coils slip off with a shrug, yet your heartstrings I always will tug. But the sad mood will turn with this cuddly bare urn. You can still give my ashes a
hug.
Yes, a hug. It is the cuddly side of cremation. Hold Me Urns Incorporated is marketing a new line of huggable urns. Crematory urns that are swaddled lovingly in a zippered compartment in a plush teddy bear or pillow. As their website states, quote, our urns are so soft and cuddly that it makes you want to hug them. It's nice to know that your loved one's final resting place is in one of these huggable urns, registered trademark, and always around, ready to hug whenever you feel the need.
No.
They're also going to have a thing where you pull a string.
And it talks to you? It says things in life?
It says, now who's going to clean that up?
It says, put me down, put me down.
Now you hung your mother.
I'm sorry. Well, very good, Richie. Here is your next limerick.
Though emission control's getting tighter, of rock fans I'm not an inditer. Go ahead, flick your bic. When the solos get slick, when the tunes slow down, whip out your
lighter.
Yes, very good. Fans of the environment and the power ballad can now breathe a sigh of relief. A new study has revealed that holding up your lighter during a concert will contribute to global warming. And I was worried. According to Popular Science, and this is the example they used, by the way, if 1,000 Night Ranger fans flicked their bics during the entire song Sister Christian... It would release 10,000 times less carbon dioxide than is released by a power plant in 1 minute. Mm-hmm. So go nuts, people.
Right.
I think the funniest thing there is 1,000 Night Ranger fans.
How would you find them?
There's the lead guitar, the singer, their moms.
All right, very good. Here is your last limerick.
One whiff says more than words can tell. Breathe deep, now you'll picture it well. Recorded olfaction still gives us satisfaction. It's recording and playback of
smell.
Yes, smell. So have you ever smelled something really unique and interesting, say a subway train in rush hour, and you wished your friends could smell it too? The Tokyo Institute of Technology feels your pain. They have produced a new gadget that can record smells. Hmm. It analyzes the odor and uses a mixture of 96 chemicals to replicate it. Still a work in progress. It's over a meter long, so it's not, you know, something portable yet. But scientists hope to have a more compact version out soon.
Well,
Carl, how did Richie do in our game?
Very well, Peter. Richie had 3 correct answers, enough to win our prize.
Congratulations, Richie. Well done.
All right.